Guess what? Surprise. Surprise live. For the first time ever in 17 years, Promote the Truth does a preparation for the Pesach, the Passover of Yahuwah, live to the world. For 17 years, we've had a very, very close-knit group of people that love Yahuwah, that have been learning his ways, that have been part of the restoration. 17 years. We've been following, we've been reaching, we've been working. And if you go back and you study our website, you study our videos over the years, you will see our growth and our progression as Yahuwah is bringing us out of Babylon. Babel. No more. So I'm here, and it's funny because I was telling Lena, we had to go out and take care of some things with our family, with our son, do our little errands and whatnot in preparation. Lena's got this big old leg of lamb. Lena, you got to bring that leg of lamb in here so I can show everybody. Y'all think I'm playing. I want my wife to bring this leg of lamb. She's preparing it right now. Y'all got to bear with me. I've been talking. I did about a 3-hour summit today. And I didn't know if I was going to do this, but I could kind of feel it throughout the day. Yahuwah telling me, go make sure that the earth has no excuse to observe my Pesach, my Passover. Go ahead and tell the earth. See, I was going to wait till the morning. Is that that big lamb? Hold on, Lena just walked in here, y'all. Y'all going to see this on camera. Hold on 1 second. Hold on, give me this thing. Look at this thing. Hold on, look at that. Hold on. You put your hand underneath it. Just put your hand underneath it. Don't let it fall off. Going on the camera. You see that big leg of lamb? Woo-wee! That's a whole leg of lamb. What you doing with that? You preparing it?
Yep.
See, we have a family coming over to visit us. We're in Cali, Colombia, South America. Huh? What? They call that you gotta be a follower of Yahuwah to partake in the Pesach. Thank you, honey. She's trying to get out the door with that big leg of lamb. Ain't that right, Sister Sherry? You see that big leg of lamb? My goodness. We got a family coming over tomorrow. They've all been immersed into the name of Yahuwah so they can partake in the Pesach. It's a very important meal. You don't, hey, Sister Donna, we're not playing. Annette, you are funny. I told Lena, I said, I might call you. She's in the kitchen right now, prepping it, getting it seasoned, getting it marinated, getting it ready. She's got that. She got a rack of lamb because we got a family coming over. I think it's 3 or 4 or 5 people plus us 3. It's going to be about 7-8 people eating over here. And I'm telling you, we're getting prepped. And I didn't know. It should be lamb, servant of Yahuwah. It should be. It does not have to be family because we're dealing with the renewed covenant, the new covenant. So he says, bring an offering made by fire. What we're trying to do as followers of Yahuwah, because he's the lamb, we are just doing our best to keep it in that structure. But I want everybody to take a deep breath. If you can't get the lamb together, okay. But it should be. Like, it would be a great gesture to Yahuwah if you could, okay? But if you can't get it, get you some good beef. Pretty much everybody in the world, Daniel, can get some beef. Daniel, is it Daniel or Danielle? Is it a man or a woman, Hamilton? I'm always trying to figure that out. You got to tell me. Danielle? Is it Danielle or Daniel? Man, woman? Tell me. Danielle or Daniel, Hamilton? Tell me if it's a man or woman. Archella says, my first feast festival and Shabbat. I'm so excited. Archel, I'm so excited for y'all. I got to tell y'all, Deontay, you don't have to be like the world to fit in. Just be set apart, Deontay said. Y'all listen to your brother. This makes us set apart. Y'all have never seen me do a live this late on my time. But let me tell you why I'm doing a live this late my time. I'm going to tell you why. What? I'm going to tell you why. I'm doing something right now. Right. I'm going to tell you right now why I'm doing it this time. Because I was going to do it first thing in the morning. I'm like, Yahoo, I'm tired. You know, come on. I said, Yahoo, I'm tired. He says, no, go do it right now. Go do it right now. Hold on. I'm going to tell y'all why I'm getting everything. Y'all come on. Hey, by the way, hit the like button. Smash up the likes. We're going to do it late night. Y'all know how we do it. Y'all know how we do it and promote the truth. Y'all know how we do it. We're getting ready. All right, I want you to think about this. So, for example, right now, on the other side of the world, they're waking up, like in Asia, right? They're typically, let's just call it 12 hours ahead of me. Maybe 13, 14 at the most, ahead of where I'm at. That makes it 10 o'clock to call it 12 o'clock max. Say it's max noon in the afternoon. Max. Everybody that has been hitting the subscribe button has the notifications on. Y'all know when I come on, I'm not bringing y'all just no regular old stuff. Y'all know it. So everybody that's on the other side of the world is waking up. You're waking up on the day that the Pesach is going to happen. It's going to happen on the pagan, they call it Sunday. That's a pagan name. The 24th of a pagan name, March. It's going to start in the evening, which is the late afternoon. I tell you to keep it safe. The evening means the late, late afternoon, 3-4 o'clock p.m. So I'm catching everybody, even if you're on the other side of the world, if you're in New Zealand, if you're over in Australia, wherever you're at over there, I got you. I caught you to be able to tell you when you get into your late afternoon on Sunday, that pagan name Sunday, your time, 3-4 o'clock. I want you to keep in mind that about 2,000 years ago, Yahushua HaMashiach, who is Yahuwah, came to the earth. And he gave his life to give you eternal life. Dwight Bryant is in the building. Dwight been showing love from the gate. And I love you, Dwight. Because my middle name is Dwight. Come on, Dwight. I'm James Dwight. He's Dwight. You didn't know that, did you, Dwight? Yeah. In Judea, Emily says it's 5:13 a.m. Listen, we catch. That's why I couldn't wait till the morning, because I can send the notice out to the nations. And that's why everybody should have their literally their notifications set on always. Have it. But see, the smartphones, you can tell Siri, you can tell all these things to say, listen, if Promote the Truth goes live, notify me vocally, even if I have my silence on. You got all these specifications you can do. It's really comes down to how important is Yahuwah to you. That's what it comes down to. Now I got a message for y'all, and it's gonna be evergreen. This message is gonna play until Yahuwah comes back. It's 3:14 already. Hey. Litiana, is it 3:14 in the afternoon on Sunday? Tell me, Litiana. La Vua in Fiji. I need to know, Litiana, is it 3:14 p.m. in Fiji? Because Yahuwah, he wouldn't let me go rest. I was ready to go kick back, rest, get ready for tomorrow, have a special message for tomorrow, which I will do anyway. But I need to know, Litiana, put in the comments if you love Yahuwah, Litiana. I want to know if you love, this is feet. See, that's why I'm doing, Yahuwah told me do this. Because y'all got time to get it right. See, for most of y'all, it's going to be the first time. There was a first time for me years ago when I observed my first Pesach because I was lied to through the Greek translations from the Christians and the church and organized religion. They lied to me and told me I don't got to follow the feast of the Most High of Yahuwah. Look, Litiana says, I love Yahuwah. Litiana, you got to observe the Pesach then. You have to observe the Passover. Yahuwah, Mashiach, when he walked the earth as Yahusha, HaMashiach, about 2,000 years ago, Litiana and family, he was being nailed to the stake about your time. Somewhere around 3 to 4 p.m., that's when he was nailed to the stake. You got that, Danielle? Hold on, did I ever get Danielle over in, who was it? Danielle, did you tell me, woman or man? I didn't see if I caught it. She, in Jamaica, I'm talking to Danielle or Danielle. Daniel or Danielle, did you tell me if it's a woman or man? A woman. All right. So it's Danielle. See, they spell it that they spell it the way you're spelling it as a man. So sis, I apologize. Now we're connected forever. That's my sister. Danielle in Jamaica. About to go to bed. I was getting ready to chill. And Yahuwah said, you tell everybody. You tell everybody to prepare. And there's something special about this year and these next few years to come if we make it. Yahuwah's coming back. It seems to be very soon. Nobody knows the day or the hour, but these signs are off the charts. Okay, so we're going in. Y'all ready? So about 5 years ago, and when I... The crazy part about this, he gives me a message. I haven't translated this yet. I'm getting there. Luca. I'm getting there to translate it. But when I went in to look at it, just from the Aramaic, which is what it was written in, Luca was written in Aramaic. I saw another crazy literal distortion of the scriptures from the Greek tonight. I'm like, this is amazing. I got something in my eye. Hold on, y'all. Know what that is. I saw another distortion. And it's like, bah. I said, Lena, I'm going to do preparation for the Pesach, but I done saw this Greek translation is jacked up compared to the Aramaic. And guess what? Three of the four books that they call the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, three of the four that they translated over from the Greek have got it twisted to where you know just reading it, but nobody goes, ah. You want to know why? Because they've been taught to be lawless. It's in the seventh verse of chapter 22 in three of the four. So if you look at Matthew, Mark, and John, you're going to see all three of those books have got the seventh verse of the of that. I'm saying Luca 22, 7 through 38. They're going to have a different. But they're all going to talk about the Last Supper. They call it the Lord's Supper. That's a pagan name. The Master's Supper. Yeah. Liliana said, I appreciate them notifications. That's right. Now, aren't y'all glad I'm pointing this out to y'all so y'all stop being deceived? Aren't you glad? This is ridiculous. Y'all want me to show y'all the distortion? I literally just came in. Yahuwah said, go teach this right now. I'm ready to go chill out. Amber said, I'm so glad. All right. Sister Annette. Jamie. Jermaine. My brothers. Blake, my brother. These are my brothers and sisters in here. Dwayne. Y'all, some of us, we're gonna meet each other. We're gonna hug each other with the biggest hug ever. We're gonna hang out. We ain't gonna be pressing each other. We're gonna be relaxed. And you're gonna know that if you're looking that way, you ain't gotta worry about that way. Because I'm gonna watch your back. And I wanna know if I'm looking that way and you on that side, you got my back that way. That's how we're gonna be forever, for our eternity. Nobody's ever gonna be able to get to us because we got each other's back. You know what I'm saying, Lisa? Now, here we go, Amber. Luca, chapter 22, verse 7. As the day approached for the feast of matzah, unleavened bread. Y'all should just go look at y'all's translations. It's almost ridiculous. If you go look at Matit Yahu, chapter 26, verse 17, it's a lie. It's a lie. If you go look at Mark, chapter 14, verse 12, it's a lie. It's a lie. Let me give you John. That way y'all got reference. It's almost ridiculous. Yahu Hana might be close. All right, I'm going to call two. I'm going to verify three. I glanced at this and I thought for sure it was three, but give me a break here. I know it's two. Yahu Hanan, which was his brother. I'm going to go verify that. I'll have the answer tomorrow. I got a special message tomorrow. But I'm telling y'all, Mark for a fact. Mark 14:12 is a lie. Matthew chapter 26:17 is a lie. Because they say in those verses, on the first day of the festival of matzah, unleavened bread, the emissaries, disciples, came to Yahusha and asked, where do you want us to make preparations for you to eat the Pesach? Everybody and their mama and daddy knows that the matzah, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, happens after the Pesach, the Passover. Everybody that has any common sense. And in your Greek translations, in at least two of the quote gospels, they say the first day of the Feast of Unleavened Bread. I just looked at that as I was great. I'm coming on to teach y'all tonight because I haven't got over there to translate that yet. But I can sit there and look at it in Aramaic and go, that is an absolute lie. Y'all find out what, y'all seeing what I'm saying? Do y'all see how important it is? What does it say, Donna? I mean, I'm telling y'all. It's all over the place. People are translating. They're looking at all the discrepancies, and they're letting it happen. You can't have the Feast of Unleavened Bread before you have the Passover. It can't happen. Go look at Leviticus chapter 23. Yuikara, Leviticus, Yuikara, which is Leviticus. Go look at it. Chapter 23, it tells you the progression of the festivals. There is the Passover, the Pesach. There is the Matzah. That's the second one. The Bakurim, the Feast of First Fruits. That's the third one. All right? So that's one, two, three. You can't put two in front of one. That's all the Greek text. Guess what? That's in this book of trash, the King James. That's in here. It's telling you lies from the gate. I can't go do any translations from the Greek without finding gross distortions. I can't get none. Every time I go and look at the Greek, it's full of trash. Every time. All right, so I'm going in. Listen, that's not the main topic of the preparation, but I did think that was important to point out to y'all that how gross the Greek translation is, because it's going to say something different in at least two of the four Gospels, the Beshurahs, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, Matityahu, Markumi, Luca, Yahuhana. It's going to say something different in at least half of those books. So, as they were preparing for the Feast of Unleavened Bread, and it was time to kill the Pesach lamb. You see the difference? They were prepared. Of course, you're preparing. You're getting ready because the Pesach and the Feast of Unleavened Bread, the matzah, they happen together within a 24-hour period. They happen together. Y'all dig what I'm saying? So that's why you got to do the translation right, because otherwise people will miss the Passover focusing on matzah, the Feast of Unleavened Bread. I want to talk to you about our Savior. That's why I'm coming here to prepare you for the Passover. And most of it, hey, my sister over in Fiji, if you ain't got any lamb or some beef or something, Letiana, is that who it is? Get you some beef, some meat or something. Get you a barbecue. You got a couple hours to get this right. Within a couple hours. You better, I don't care if you run down the street to the butcher shop, say, throw me some steak over here and go get you a barbecue. You can get this right for many times, the first time in your life. When it gets around 3-4 o'clock tomorrow, barbecues, all barbecue grills around the world should be lighting up. Lighten up. I don't know what to tell you, Celeste, if you don't eat meat. I don't know what to tell you. Yahuwah didn't make any provisions in here. Yahusha didn't make no provisions. I don't know any vegetarians. I can't find any of them. After Adam and Hua, I can't find no vegetarians. So I don't know what to say to vegetarians. Come to me all the time and go, what should I do if I don't eat meat? I'm like, you got to go talk to Yahuwah about that. Because in the scriptures, I can't find any. The only thing I know is that Yahuwah said, go kill the lamb. That's the only thing I know. I don't have no provisions. I got to tell vegetarians, y'all need to stop asking me the questions. I love y'all, but there's no provisions for y'all in the scriptures about that. I don't know what to tell you. So that's it. Y'all got to figure it out. Hey, do some vegan lamb. I don't know what y'all can do. I don't know. But I know He does want an offering made by fire. So just keep that in mind. That would be my wife said, Yahushua ate lamb. He did eat beef. He ate fish. And he was not a vegetarian. That's a fact. So I don't know what else to tell people. Okay. My sister, Latiana Lavua, says, I will follow through most definitely on this Pasaha. Look at that. Jedediah says, hi, Brother Jay. I'm in the Philippines and I will be celebrating the Passover today because we're a couple hours early. Look at this. Hold on. You ain't a couple hours. You way ahead of me. What time is it, Jedediah, in the Philippines? I think it's probably what? You in the morning by 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning, 10:30 in the morning? Donna said, yeah, grill something. If you're vegetarian, I don't have no provisions for you, but you better be grilling something. That's it. That's all I can tell the vegetarians. I'm done with that. Archella says, so be it. Hold on. My wife said y'all can't hear me. Can y'all hear me? Y'all give me a sound check. Check. Thing saying it's working. Can y'all hear me still? Put it in the chat if y'all can still hear me. Can you hear me? Y'all, all right, yep, all right. I think Lena's in there running. Listen, Stephanie, Lena and I got that blender running so loud. She's like, I can't hear you. That's because you got the blender running, baby. Lena got that blender. She making some. Lena, come show me what you're making. What are you making? You got some marinade? Let me see it in the blender. Show the people. Lena in there, y'all, Lena's in there blending, and my wife goes to the max on preparing for Yahuwah. Hallelujah. Ooh, what is that? It ain't gonna come in right because I'm on the screen. Y'all can't see it. Hold on. Oh, they can't see it. Hold on. They can't see it. Hold on. Y'all can't see it. Nah, y'all can't see it. That is delicious. What is that?
It's mint,
garlic,
olive oil,
onion,
parsley. I don't know how you call romero in English.
Rosemary.
And salt.
Salt. There's some pepper in there?
No.
I want a little pepper. My wife don't like pepper. Put me a little pepper in there, please.
I put a little pepper. I'm going to pour it in the lemon and bring it to see if it
works. All right. She's going to pour this. She's making a marinade. This is all going over the lamb. She's going to bring it here. I'm going to show y'all. Yeah. Ooh-wee. Hey, I'm telling you, Blake. She making something. She's in there. Lena's in there going, I can't hear you. I know you can't hear me. Ooh, Jermaine said, I got some sunflower. Be healthy in the building. I'm telling y'all, this is a special time because Yahuwah said, hey, first time ever from Promote the Truth. We're telling y'all to prepare. So I'm going back in. As the time had come, before the Feast of Matzah, and it was time to kill the Pasah lamb, Yahushua said to Kappa, Peter, and to Yahuhanan, John, go and prepare the Pasah meal for us to eat. Who said that? Y'all saying y'all want to be saved? Y'all want eternal life? It says in Yahuhanan, Those that love him must walk as he walked. You must do what he did. Yahushua HaMashiach, when he walked the earth, he told Kappa and Yahuhan and John, Peter and John, go and prepare the Passover meal for us. If you're not observing the Passover, you don't follow Yahuwah. You just wishing and hoping, and you're Greek to the max. You're Greeked up. Because the pagans tell you, that's nailed to some imaginary cross. You got to walk as he walked. But they asked him, where do you want us to prepare that meal? Verse 10, Yahushua told them, when you go into the city, you will meet a man carrying a jar of water. Follow him into the house that he goes in. And say to the owner, our teacher wants to know where he can eat the Pasaha, the Passover meal, with his emissaries, his disciples. Y'all believe this faith? Can y'all believe what y'all are hearing? Yahushua said, go in there. You're going to find a man with a jar of water. Imagine if you walked into the town and then you seen this guy with this distinctive jar. He walk around with a jar of water. And then he looks at you. You look at him. Y'all don't say nothing. You just start following him. Then he walks into a house. You walk into a house. And then there's the owner. It's not his house. There's the owner of a house. And you walk in, you look at the owner of the house, and you just say to the owner of the house, our teacher wants to know where he can eat the Pasaha meal, the Passover, with his disciples. And the owner will take you upstairs, the upper room. I believe that's where that upper room is when the spirit came down. It's a high probability because it says he took him to the upper room. He going to take you upstairs to upper room and show you a large room that's ready for you to use. Prepare the Pasaha meal there. Kappa and Yahuhanan left immediately. Gone. Yahushua did it. I'm going to do it. You sit over there in your Christianity if you want to. You sit over in your organized religion if you want to. And Yahuwah Mashiach, on the day when you meet him, he's going to say, away from me. I never knew you. You who work lawlessness. This is a law I'm talking about here. I'll prove it. This is a law forever. Faithful said, I'm living in New Jersey. Who's going to invite me over? Everybody tomorrow. You got up until about 3-4 o'clock. All right, Lena Gary, bring me this lamb in here with this. Look, y'all, look at this. With the herbs. Hold on. Move that camera down, baby. Look at this. Down some more. Look at that. A little bit more. Woo! Look at that lamb with them herbs all over it. Yeah, y'all got some of the studio effects. So when y'all see that stuff glistening and everything, y'all not seeing all them juices of that olive oil. Y'all not getting that color, but y'all can see that lamb pretty good. She working in it. Hey, you know what my wife's doing now? She doing exactly what Kappa and Yahuhanan did. She over there preparing. Because the master, Yahuwah Mashiach, said, go get that meal prepared. That's what y'all should be doing. Y'all should be preparing. Guess what? Kappa and Yahuhanan left immediately. And guess what? They found everything just as Yahusha had told them. And they prepared the Pesach meal. Now, do y'all think they just did this before he was impaled, he was killed? No. They did this after. And until they died, every one of those emissaries, every one of those apostles, until they died, they kept that meal the way Yahusha told him to keep that meal, the way Masha, Moses, told him from way back to keep that meal. You want to know why? Because Yahuwah said, this is a law forever. And Yerikara, Leviticus, chapter 23, he calls it a law forever. Come on, Suhe, you got your Pesach ready? Y'all want to know how to spell it? Some of y'all jacking it up. I was jacking it up too. So don't feel crazy. I had to nail down. You got to get un-Greeked and you got to get un-Talmudized. Get out of the Talmud. Yeah. I'm going to give it to you now in the comments. I'm in the chat. I'm going to give you exactly how to spell it. I'm going to give you the, what people call it, the pagan name of it, it's the Passover. I'm going to give you the real English letters for it. And I'm going to give you the Hebrew letters for it. Ready? 1, 2, 3. It's in the chat. The Pesach. The Pesach. See it? Say Pesach. And they go, ha. Pesach. Come on, Heather. Heather Books in the building. You see that? It's three simple letters. P-S-H-A. Look at that. P-S-H-A. Simple. So they left. And when they got there, the man with the jar, the man in the house, the room upstairs, everything was just the way that Yahusha told him it was going to be. Everybody put Pesach in the chat. The way I gave it to y'all. Don't try to spell it no other way. You're going to mess up the Hebrew. Like I mess it up forever. Until recently. Until I've been tearing down all this tradition. Because I understand Hebrew and Aramaic and Greek. But I had to go tear down all the traditional Hebrew. I now got it ripped. It's ripped down. It's tore up. I got that old Pharisee Hebrew. They gonna hate us. For sure. Because I believe with all my spirit, you see that? We taking it back to the original language, the beautiful language of Yahuwah. His name, these letters are four Hebrew vowels, not four consonants. Isn't that even weird? They said the tetragrammaton is four consonants. Lie. It's four Hebrew vowels. All right, let's keep going. Verse 14. When the time came for Yahusha and the emissaries, apostles, to eat, Yahusha said to them, all right, everybody come in now. Now we're going into deep pressure, deep preparation. Come on. We're going to breathe together. Because now, Yahusha, he's about to have his last meal on earth. Y'all ready for this? Can y'all handle this? Don't get deep. He said to them, I've so very much wanted to eat this Pesach meal with you before I have to suffer. Why did he say that? Have y'all ever thought why Yahusha said to them, I've been dreaming to have this moment with you, to eat this particular meal before I have to suffer. That's deep, y'all. How could you blow this off? How could we let this go by us, including me, for so many years? How could we just let this happen, y'all? When the Most High is saying, I've so wanted to eat this meal with you before I have to suffer. Do y'all know he's saying that to us now? I want to eat this meal. Do y'all know when y'all are obedient and I am obedient and my house is obedient and your house is obedient? All of us that call on the name of Yahuwah, when we're obedient, do you know that Yahuwah Mashiach is eating with us? He's with us. Do you want his favor? Do you want his protection? Do you want his breakthroughs? Do you want his power? You got to eat with him. You can't say I'm with you, but you don't want to be with him at the table and eat with him. When you partake of this meal, you eating with him. You with him. And what happens is he and you are going to remember the price he paid. You think he ever forgot the hell he went through as a human when he never had to? Listen. I so much wanted to eat this Pesach meal with you before I suffer. Verse 16. I tell you, I will not eat another Pesach meal until. See, if everybody else can miss that if they want to. I ain't missing that. Y'all go on and leave the until out if you want to. It's even in your pagan Greek versions. That until is in there. Until he says, I'm not going to eat. Until it is finally eaten in the kingdom of Elua. Go ahead and think that's done if you want to. The Savior said, we're going to eat this meal in the kingdom. How you say it's over when it's going to be eaten in the kingdom? Huh? How can we say it's been nailed to some figurative cross when he said, I'm telling you, I'm not going to eat it again until I eat it again. He just said to us, I'm not going to eat it again until I eat it again. Did y'all hear what he said? He says, I'm not going to eat it again until I eat it again. But when I eat it again, I'm going to eat it in the kingdom, my kingdom of Elua. Yahuwah! That's where we're going to eat it again. That's what he said. But the churches and the Christians teach you, oh, no. That's done away with. You ain't got to do that. And they're reading it in their pagan Greek. It even says it in there. It says that we're going to eat it again in his kingdom. Yahusha took a cup of wine, fermented, where you can get tipsy wine. Not no grape juice. And I can prove it. Yahusha took a cup of wine in his hands, and he gave thanks to Elua. Then he told the emissaries, take this wine and share it with each other. I tell you that I will not drink any more wine until I don't know what we all been faked out about, including me. That's right, Blake. Some wine. Do y'all realize we gonna have some wine in the kingdom? He just said, I tell you that I will not drink any more wine until Elua's kingdom comes. Come on, man. Until his kingdom. He said, until. He said, I'm not going to drink no more wine until I drink some more wine. He said, I'm not going to eat until I eat again. I'm not going to drink until I do. So if you think it's over, you are crazy. You done lost your mind. Y'all done lost your mind. If you think it's over, you underestimate the word until. And if you don't understand until, you will be standing on the outside looking in where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth, because you didn't have the ability to just simply love him like this. But we got to. And when I say y'all, I'm telling y'all, I preach to myself. I had to preach myself here. Jay, he said until. This is going to happen again. You going to pass that by? You going to say that's not here no more? No, I'm not. Until means it's going to happen again. Until means it's going to happen again. Hold on. Yahusha took some bread in his hands. And he gave thanks for it. And he broke the bread. He split it up. And he handed it to his emissaries. Then he said, this bread represents my body, which I am going to give for you. My goodness. What y'all gonna do with this message? This bread. This is part of it, y'all. This bread, which I give to you, this is part of my body. I want you to eat this in remembrance of me for what I'm going to do for you. He knows they're going to see him getting ripped to shreds in a few days. He knows it. He knows there's nothing they're going to be able to do. You want to know why? Because guess who's going to rip him to shreds? The Greeks, the Roman Greeks. Just like that word of the Greek is ripping your whole life to shreds. It's impaling you. It's sacrificing you. It's cutting you to the core. You don't even see it until you see it. After the meal, he took another cup of wine. He said, it's not done. In his hands. Then he said, this wine is my blood, is a symbol of my blood that I'm about to pour out for you. It's poured out for you. And with it, this blood, the symbolization of this blood that you see it in this cup, but in a few days, you're going to see it coming out of my body. This is the new covenant that Elua makes with you. My goodness. Alua gonna make a new agreement, a new covenant. He gonna give you a path back to him. Because when you see the blood pouring out of my body, I'm a human being down here like you, even though I'm the Most High. And I'm going to let you see blood pour out of me. And I want you to remember it. The one who will betray me is here at the table with me. That's some of y'all. I hate to tell you. But it's a guarantee. It's not a maybe. It's not an if. It's a guarantee that some of you are going to betray Yahuwah Mashiach. You're going to let this world come and snatch. You're going to get snatched up by Satan because you decided not to be strong and stand on your belief of what you know is right. You're going to listen to other people. So you're going to get snatched out. Watch. The one who's going to betray me is here at this table with me. But the Son of Man will die in the way that has been decided for him. But I tell you, it's going to be terrible for the one who betrays me. Whew. Then the emissary started arguing about who would ever do such a thing. Some of y'all go, it can't be. No, it ain't sister such and such or brother so and such. They started arguing about it. The emissaries got into an argument about, then they got into an argument. They got in two arguments. Who's going to do this? What? You? Who? Me? I ain't me. It ain't me. Then they got into another argument about which one of them is going to be the greatest after Yahusha's gone. So Yahusha told them, foreign kings, you know, they order people all around. They push them around. And powerful rulers call themselves everyone's friends. But I'm telling you, do not be like them. The most important one of you should act like the least important. So the greatest of you should be the least. I'm talking to you in plain English tonight. I'm just watching. I'm going through the Aramaic, and I'm translating this in very plain, simple English. The most important one of you should act like the least important one. And your leader, those who are going to lead, should be a servant and have a servant's attitude. Who do people think is the greatest? The person who is served or the one who serves? Isn't it the one who is served? But I have been with you as a servant. Come on, man. He set it up. He said, who's the greatest? The person who is served or the one who is serving? I'm telling you, it's the person that is served. And I'm telling you, all of you, that I have been a servant for you. Yahuwah the Most High told us he came to be a servant to us. We don't have no excuse. That's why it's going to be few to get in, because the arrogance of people. That's exactly why it's going to be hard for anybody to get in. Because people are so full of pride. They got to be right. They got their opinions. They got their attitudes. They don't want to believe Yahuwah for who he is. This is the right one. This is the 144. Put 144 in the chat if you're going with Yahuwah to the end. Put it in the chat. Be a witness to the world. Because this is who we are. Yahushua is about to give us our witness. If you part of the 144 that's going to lead to the 144,000, put 144 in the chat. If you feel Yahushua's words here and it's cutting you to the heart and you're ready to be the most obedient you've ever been and you're ready to organize what you got to organize, do what you got to do. Make it happen. That's what you're going to do. I'm going to make it happen. I'm done making excuses. Well, I ain't got this. Well, I ain't got that. Well, what if I don't have a barbecue? Stop all the madness. You ain't had to be cut all over your body in the slices. Go on in the pit of the fire if you want to, or make stuff happen for him. He wants strong people to make stuff happen. To be disciplined in a very specific way. If you're part of the 144, this message is for you. Verse 28. You have stayed with me through all of my persecutions and troubles. So, I'm going to give you the right to rule as kings and queens. Just as my father has given me the right to rule as king, sovereign. You're going to eat and drink with me in my kingdom. And each of you are going to sit on a throne. And you are going to judge the 12 tribes of Israel. Wow. Y'all don't even know how deep this is. See, everybody's always wanting to be like the first of the first of the first. Sometimes it's better to be the later on. Sometimes it's better to be the later on because of the mistakes the first of the first makes. You got to remember those 12 that's coming off of Yaakov. You got to remember them. Most of them threw Yusuf in the pit to be killed, left him for dead. It's only Yahuwah's compassion that allows them to be the 12 tribes. See, Yahuwah never forgot that those boys threw Yusuf, his servant, in that ditch. Yahuwah never forgot. If you listen to Yaakov, Jacob, who became Yisrael, Yahuwah changed his name from Jacob, Yaakov, to Yisrael, Israel, right? He changed his name because Yaakov wrestled with him all night and said, I want my blessing. I'm not letting go of you till you give me my blessing. Stop being weak. Get that spirit of Yaakov and say, Yahuwah, you got to give me my blessing. I've been holding on. I've been stretching. I got mama, daddy, sister, brothers, uncles, aunts, grandma. They all telling me go this way, that way. And I ain't moving. Give me my blessing. Hold on to Yahuwah. He going to do to you what he did to Yaakov. He going to change you. There you Bakote doing kingdom business. He going to change you. He changed. It was so drastic that he wanted that blessing so much, he changed his name. But all of us are going, part the 12 tribes. Oh my goodness, these people so magnificent. No. I will look at them straight in their face when I meet them. If they're not humble, well, they're going to be humble. Trust me. But if they wasn't, I would say, what are you doing throwing Yusuf in the ditch? Well, y'all was tripping. And guess what they're going to say? Man, we was tripping for sure. We had no idea who he was and who we would become. They're going to be so humble. They're going to be the most servant spirit people ever. them other 11 brothers of Yusuf, when we meet them, they're going to be so humble. They're going to be so kind-spirited. When we meet them, they're going to be so kind. You want to know why? They was done. They was going to get cut out of ever. How do you go in from getting cut out of forever to becoming part of forever? Look at that compassion. Some of y'all think y'all done so deep a dirt that you done, nobody, you can't be restored. Are y'all listening to me? That's why the Pesaha is so incredible. Because it gives us restoration. We just got to be obedient. They threw Yusuf in the pit to die. And Yahuwah threw Yusuf's beautiful heart. Restore them boys. Them boys was out. They were going into the lake of fire. Their brother saved them. Saved them. And guess what Yahusha's saying? And hardly a person on earth gets this. Post Yahusha, he now says, you have stayed with me through all my persecutions and troubles. So I'm going to give you the right to rule as sovereigns, kings, queens. Just as my father has given me the right to rule as king, sovereign. And you're going to eat with me in my kingdom. And you're going to sit on a throne to judge the 12 tribes of Israel. Do y'all think he was just talking to them in that room? Do y'all think he was just talking to them in that room? Or do y'all think he was talking to everybody that would believe this message and go through the struggles with him that he went through and not move an inch? He's talking to us, Sean. Brother Sean got it. He's talking to us. He's talking to us. Brother Sean hit it. I love me some Sean, Brother Sean Klein. He hit it. Yahusha was talking to them and us. He tells us in Yahuhanan 17, John 17, that this message here, he was talking to us. We gonna judge everybody coming off them 12 tribes, those 12 boys of Yaakov. We're going to be judging them. Who's right? Who's wrong? Who's in? Who's out? That's what's going to happen. I'll be sitting up there with Yahuwah. Yahuwah, I ain't moved an inch. They try to kill me every angle. I ain't moved an inch. They called me everything like they called you. They called you a demon. They called me a demon. They called you a scam artist. They called me a scam artist. They called you this. They called you a drunk. They called me a drunk. Whatever. They called you that. They called me that. Y'all better get up in Yahuwah and have people start calling you something. You got to love him like that. Most of y'all don't want to get dirty with him. But I'm going to sit. I'm doing verse 29 of Luca. I'm going to do it. Y'all going to let this go by? Y'all going to let Luca chapter 22, verse 29, y'all going to let it in verse 30? Y'all going to let Luca 29 and 30 pass you by and you sitting here having an opportunity to do it? I'm Luca 20. Hey, I'm Luca chapter 22, 29 and 30. Y'all be whatever y'all want. I'm rolling with 29 and 30. I'm gonna get the right to rule as a sovereign. Because he told me I could do it. And I'm going to eat with him in his kingdom. And I'm going to judge the 12 tribes of Israel. Yahushua said, Shamaun. Do y'all know who Shamaun is? Tell me if y'all know who. Put it in the chat if y'all know who Shamaun is. Come on, Donna. Donna said he got the seatbelt on. This is late night. Some of y'all going, this is so late. Guess what? The Passover, when the death messenger came through way up in the night. They had to eat that meal with the shoes on way. They had to be ready. Y'all go to sleep if you want to. Who's Shamaun? Y'all putting Samuel. This is another mentorship time. All right, I'm going to put it in the chat for y'all. This is really good. This is really good. Hold on. When I put it in the chat, y'all going to all get it. They say it's Samuel. Okay, this is good. Right, tell me if you ever heard this one before. Yeah, everybody go, oh, man, I know that. Watch. Everybody's going to do it. Ready, set, go. Who's Shamaun? What's Kappa's first name? First part of his name. They called him Simon Peter. Y'all remember that? Shamaun Kappa. Woo! Some of y'all go, oh, we just went up another level. Shamaun Kappa. This is good. Look at y'all. Did Blaine get it? Let me see if Blaine got it. I'm going to go back up through the comments. Blake be studying, y'all. Don't play with Blake. I don't see it, Blake. Oh, he was close. He said Simeon. Hey, Blake, you been studying. Hey, y'all. Hey, don't play with Blake. Blake is studying to show himself approved. Hold on. YBH had it, too. Yahuwah 144K, if I was you, I would definitely just go change your name and get you another account and be Yahuwah 144K on another account. Come in here with your real name so we can rock with you. Isn't this great? But Blake, you know ain't no ease in Hebrew. You even over into English, never put an E, an O, a V, or a W. Don't even let it type out of your hand. Deontay, what kind of wine can you get without yeast? They make it. That's one cool thing about the kosher wine. They make that stuff without yeast. Just get your local store. You'll see it. Because they about this time every year, they load it up. Look, kosher wine. Look at it. Like, Suhey knows. Theo. Put Theo in the... Hey, get you a channel that says Theo. You're too beautiful of a person for us not to say your name over and over. Annette, is this fun? Blake is like, I got close. Rich is at Kappa. Okay. Y'all with me? Shamaun. Hold on. Watch, because some of y'all going to go through this part. We're going to watch everybody go through their stuff. The elders are going to sit there and they're going to be steady. I promise y'all, I've been doing this for 17 years. They done try to kill me every direction you could imagine. I don't move. I'd rather die. I was going to kill myself in 1993. I literally, for a fact, was going to shoot myself in the temple, this temple, with the 357. I had it here with the gun cocked. And Yahuwah saved me through the weirdest way ever. He let a phone kept ringing when it always picked up on the fourth ring. Back when you had the, what was it? Y'all remember the voicemail with your phones? It was a thing you could order with your phones. And after the fourth ring, it would go to voicemail. You could check your voicemails. It would never ring more than five times. Ever. And I sat on the stairs one time. I was going to blow my brains out. I said, when I had the trigger going, I put it up to my head. As soon as I'm about to shoot my brains out, the phone started ringing. And I said, okay. Once that fourth ring is done, I'll pull the trigger. It rang at least 12, 15 times. It wouldn't stop ringing. It never had happened before. It didn't happen after. It only happened that time. After about, I think it was around 12 to 15 rings, I took the hammer, unclocked it, and said, this is crazy. Put the gun down. Went down. I was on my steps. Went downstairs. Picked the phone up. And it was my daddy calling me. He said, son, something told me I'm supposed to call you. Some of y'all heard me tell the story before. I was tripped out. And I was like, wow. I said, Daddy, you don't know how low I am. He said, I know you're going through something because I just felt something in my spirit I'm supposed to call you. And guess what? Somehow or another, because I didn't pull that trigger, the word of Yahuwah is going throughout the world like it's never happened before because I didn't pull that trigger. You can say what you want, but you can go back and look at my story. You go back through 2007. You can't find Yahuwah hardly on any websites, on any search engines. We put Promote the Truth up. We start doing search engine optimization. It starts spreading everywhere. Within years, it started going everywhere. Then 2 or 3 years. All right. So some of y'all gonna go through this. I understand, but I ain't moving. Because if I was gonna move, I would pull that trigger. Yahusha said, Shamaun, listen to me. This is deep, y'all. Satan has demanded the right to test you and to take you. He's asked me for you. Satan. Yahusha said that Satan came and asked him. Because Satan knows who Yahusha is. Satan came and asked him, I want to take Kappa. Shamaun, listen to me. Satan has demanded and asked me to test you and to take you, just as a farmer does when he separates the wheat from the husk. But Shamaun, I have prayed that your faith will be strong. And when you have come back to me, you will help the others. He told Kappa, Shamaun Kappa, Simon Peter, he told him, You're going to turn on me for a second. But you're going to come back. Because it's going to get rough on you. It's going to get rough on some of us. Kappa said. It's funny because he called him Shamoon. But the scriptures then goes over and translates back to Kappa. Kappa said, Master, I am ready to go with you even to prison and even to die with you. Yahusha said, Kappa, he went back to Kappa. I tell you that before the rooster crows tomorrow morning, you will deny me three times. You will say you don't even know me. Come on, Daniel Bokote. We love you, brother. I love you with all my soul. He just told him the one that he said he gonna build his entire kahal on. He looked him in the eyes and said, you're gonna deny me three times. You're gonna act like you never knew. You're gonna be embarrassed to say you knew me before tomorrow morning. Yahusha asked his emissaries, when I sent you out without a money bag, a purse, a traveling bag, a satchel, right? Or any sandals, did you ever need anything? No, emphatically they answered. Yahusha said to them, but now, get ready. If you have a money bag, take it with you. Also, if you got a traveling bag, take that with you. And if you don't have a sword, sell some of your clothes and buy a sword. That's why we ain't weak. That's why we know turn the other cheek is a lie. Because Yahusha just said, if you don't got a sword right now, see, as it was then, it's about to be that way now. If you don't have a sword, go sell some of your clothes and buy one. Do this because the scripture says, he was considered a criminal. This was written about me, and it will soon come true. What? Yahusha said, the scripture says, he was considered a criminal. And he then said, this was written about me. They gonna call me a criminal. I ain't done nothing. Nothing. And they're going to call me a criminal. Then the emissaries, disciples said, Master, here are two swords. And the master said, that'll be enough. Y'all better dump that Christianity stuff. Y'all better get rid of all that nastiness. Y'all better get strong. Now, I'm going to conclude this one with this. The Pesaha, the Passover is upon us. Those of you that are in the eastern part of the world, you're about to enter. You're right in it about the time he was killed. Get you some lamb or some meat or something that you are going to get a box. It has to be fire that you cook it on. Enough for you and those in your household to eat. Do not let one person, don't be weak on this or you're going to get cast out. I'm here to warn you. Do not let one person eat that meal that don't call upon and follow Yahuwah. Not one. If they don't call on Yahuwah and they don't follow Yahuwah, they are not to eat of this particular meal. There's other meals they can eat of, not this one. If you do it, if you let someone eat this meal with you, you are going to be condemned. I promise you. The scripture says it. And you don't have to go through a whole bunch of studying tonight or today. Your brother's been through this. And I promise you, there's not going to be a person in my house that's going to eat that meal, eat this meal, and they ain't called on Yahuwah and following him. It ain't going to happen in my house. Because the scripture says, don't let it happen. Because this meal represents his body, his blood. When he passed over and decided not to kill us when we were dead to right in our sins, and you know it. You've been guilty. I've been guilty of my sins. We broke his laws. We didn't guard his commandments. We fell for mama and daddy and grandma and granddaddy's lies. We fell for their lies, and we're responsible. It ain't their fault. It's our fault. That's a true person that Yahuwah loves. Don't look anywhere else. Look at you. You could have figured it out. I could have figured it out. Why didn't I? I was reading it. It didn't make sense. It didn't make sense. But now we know. So we're not going to let nobody eat this meal. Now, you're on the western part of the world like we are. Tomorrow, I'm going to do another one tomorrow. I'm going to get on again tomorrow. And I'm telling y'all, I'm busy. I got to keep translating to get these deadlines done so we get these true scriptures out to the world. But Yahuwah's going, boy, go hit that live button. Because hardly anybody on earth knows what to do. There might be 37 people on earth that knows what to do. On earth! That knows how to keep Yahuwah's commands. That love him like that. Maybe 37. So he said, go tell him. How do I know it? Y'all don't get it. I did 100,000 air miles in 2016. 100,000. Traveled to around 20 countries. I done met people from all over the world. I've been talking to, and when I did it, I was carrying Yahuwah's name since 2007. In every country I went to, I've been in Germany. I've been in the Netherlands. I've been in Malaysia. I've been in Singapore. I've been in Canada. I've been in Mexico. I've been in Panama. I've been in Costa Rica. I've been in Uruguay. Hey. Damn it. I've been in Spain. I've been in Croatia. I've been in England. I've been all over the place. And I keep saying, Yahuwah. And people look at me, who? 17 years I've been saying it. And I done talked to a lot of, I've done seminars. And there's tens of thousands of people that's attended. And people have clamored to try to talk to me. And I get to spend time with them. And they say, what do you believe? What's your spiritual belief? I say, hey, you don't want to know that unless you love the truth. No, 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 we want to know. I said, I follow the Most High Yahuwah. You heard that? Who? 17 years. Don't come in here pompous telling me that so many people know about Yahuwah. You ain't traveled the world like I've traveled it and preached Yahuwah all over this world. You just ain't done it. Tell the truth. You ain't done it. Not all over the world. For 17 years, I ain't met a person that can say what I just said. Not one. So everybody's got to chill. And we got to all humble ourselves and we got to do the right thing this time. So here's how we do it. On pagan month, March the 24th, around 3 to 4 o'clock. Don't let it get past 4 o'clock. You start getting your food ready to cook. Between around 4, don't let it go past 5, 6 the max. You cooking that food. It won't be no, don't let it go past 6. You can get up on, just start cooking it no later than 6. Cook that food, have all your clothes on, including your shoes. No sandals, unless that's how you're going to run out of somewhere. I'm going to have my shoes on. I'm going to have my pants on. I'm going to have my shirt on. And I'm going to act as if I got to leave. That's how Yahuwah wants you to eat Pesach. Pesach. That's it. Simple. Bianca said, I've never cooked lamb. You can cook it for the first time. And then we eat it. Now, more than likely, you're going to have some of it left over. When whatever's left over and you just can't eat, you can eat as much as you want. Whatever's left over, when the morning time comes, there's two things you're going to do on Monday morning. First thing in the morning, two things you're going to do. If there's any lamb or meat or whatever you cooked that prior evening is left over, soon as you wake up in the morning, brush your teeth. I'll tell you what, go pee, go brush your teeth, wash your face. If you take a shower, whatever you do. And the next thing you do, you go get a fire built and you burn up all the lamb and the bones. If you have bones, if you don't want to deal with the bones, don't buy nothing with bones. You burn it all up. Just burn it up. Don't let nothing be left. Just keep the fire going until it's burnt up. You're going to love this. My son loves it. Hey, Kai. Come here, Kai. Lena, send Kai in here. My little boy, he just turned 9, by the way, a few days ago. He loves this. See, when you get your children involved, they love it. They look forward to it. They go, oh, man, I can't wait to do that. I can't wait to do that. Where's Kai at? Here comes Kai. Do you love the Passover?
Yeah.
Like, you love the whole thing?
Yeah.
What do you love about it?
I love about it that you can rest, you can have time on doing eating for Yahuwah and cooking.
And cooking. Mm-hmm. All right, now if there's any meat left over mm-hmm. when we eat the, because I know you was watching cartoons, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, you was watching cartoons. If there's any meat left over mm-hmm. from when we eat the Pesach, mm-hmm. the Passover, mm-hmm. when we wake up the next morning, mm-hmm. what do you do with the meat? Tell them what you do with that meat.
We burn it up.
You burn it up?
Yeah.
Do you participate in that every year?
Yes.
You make sure it's all burnt up?
Yeah.
Do you like?
I remember.
You like doing it?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I can make the fire.
All right. Love you, boy. Y'all see that? Y'all see it? Get your kids in on it. They're, oh, man, we're going to have a big fire in the morning. We're going to get a big fire. Simple. Just burn it up. The next thing you're going to do, you're going to go, hey, everybody now, just go in the search. Go in. Use ChatGPT. What all contains wheat? I'm sorry. Contains yeast. Yeast that's in your house. Right? What all contains yeast in your house? When you wake up on Monday morning, we're already prepared. We got coolers already. So when we wake up Monday morning, we got all the stuff already being sorted that has yeast in it. We're going to take all that stuff. We're going to put it in the cooler. We're going to stick it out in the garage or put it in a storage somewhere. And you're going to leave it there for a week. Simple. You you're going to just leave it there for a week. Why? Because that represents that Yahusha, when he got nailed to the stake, that represents he took away your sins. The yeast represents the sin. And he took away your sins for the week. And you do not eat any yeast. I'm telling y'all right now. We just got back. I said, Lena, the day before we get ready to move into where we don't eat no more leaven for a week, I said, I want the biggest hamburger with the biggest bun. I just ate me a big old a hamburger about that big with a big old bun. So that's it. I got my fill. I'm not going to eat no more yeast for a week. I do it every year. And what it does is it pulls me into a discipline. You ain't got to do it. You can think, oh, man, you know, oh, that's over the top. Go ahead. Think that way if you want. I'm not going to argue with you. Don't send us no crazy messages. You can just live however you want. You don't have to leave me no message. I'm not messing with you. I'm just telling you what we believe and what I see in the scriptures and how you will be blessed if you follow it. I'm just telling you. So you're going to do that for a week. Now, here's what's going to happen. On Monday, the 25th, we're going to have a set apart gathering. We'll promote the truth. We're commanded to all come together. So we're going to send out an email. We're going to send out notices all over that let's all come together. And I'm going to give y'all some great messages. We're going to be together. We're going to love on each other. We're going to know that we're doing what Yahuwah called. And there's going to be a peculiar group of people that love doing this. And it's not going to be a burden to us. We're going to love it. And our children, like my child, they're going to love it. There ain't going to be a bunch of people doing it. So if y'all want to do it with us, Yahuwah told me come talk to y'all so nobody has an excuse. First time I've ever done it, because I expect you to love him like that. And he expects me to love him like that. So thank y'all for spending time with me tonight. I hope this message helped you. Did this help y'all? Did it help y'all? Put it in the chat if it helped you, because your brother about to jet. I'm going to go rest and kick up, relax. And I'll be back tomorrow with another preparation message for the people on the west part of the world. I will. I'm gonna say, Yahuwah, hey, I put the messages out. If they love you, they will be tied into what we're doing here. All right. I love y'all. I'll be back here tomorrow. All y'all on the east part of the world, y'all moving into it. When I wake up tomorrow, the people over on the east part of the world, y'all should already be like, man, we had a delicious, that lamb was delicious. Y'all should be telling us it's delicious when we wake up on the east part, on the west part of the world, all of our east part of the world, brothers and sisters, y'all in Asia and the South Pacific, y'all should be telling us how awesome it was. So I'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Love y'all. Appreciate y'all. And guess what? Happy Pesach. The happy Passover to you. Let's hook up tomorrow. Y'all take care. Bye-bye. See you.